Véronica, pourquoi vous ne dites rien?
Je ne sais pas quoi dire.
Hello and welcome to Music of Recent Centuries. This is the once-a-month show on the third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. And right now we are in the middle of the first movement of a piece by Schubert, which I'll talk a little bit about when we get to the end. And for now, I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome again. As I said before, you're listening to Music of Recent Centuries, and tonight's show is going to feature Schubert. So what we just heard there was the first movement of his Trout Quintet. So the Trout Quintet is sort of a popular name for his quintet in A major, his piano quintet. But this is sort of different than most piano quintets because instead of having a piano plus a string quartet, the Trout Quintet is written for piano, viola, violin, cello, and double bass. So there's a bunch of movements which we'll hear in addition to this one. That was just the first one. So this piece was composed in 1819 when Schubert was 22 years old, but it was not published until 1829, 1 year after he died. Yes, Schubert did die very young, so that's a little interesting sort of tidbit. And so I think we'll hear another movement, which is a little shorter, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about sort of how the piece got its nickname and sort of more about the music. So I hope you enjoy that.
Thank you.
So that was the second movement of the Trout. So now I'm going to just talk a little bit about sort of how the piece got its nickname. So the piece is known as the Trout because the fourth movement is a set of variations on Schubert's earlier, kind of an earlier piece called that's also called the Trout in German. And so that's kind of how it got nicknamed the Trout, because of the variations. And this particular quintet was written for a kind of wealthy music patron, an amateur cellist, who suggested to Schubert that this piece should include a set of variations on the previous piece. So that's sort of how the piece got its nickname as the Trout. And after the next movement, I'll talk sort of a little more in detail about each movement. And then after we finish hearing this piece, we'll be hearing another piece by Schubert for an instrument that's now kind of extinct. So that'll be interesting. Here is the third movement of the Trout.
Thank you.
Oh, that was the fourth movement of the Trout. So that movement is pretty special. So I'm just going to run through quickly each of the movements, just talk a little bit about them. So the first movement is an allegro in sonata form. So there's sort of like a build up and a high point, and then it sort of all ties back together at the end. The next one is an andante, the second one. So this is pretty interesting. It's two symmetrical sections, and the second section is just transposed, a transposed version of the first. So then that's the second. So the third is a scherzo, which we actually heard the third and the fourth in that segment because the third movement is pretty short, so I just grouped them together. That's a scherzo. So that was a faster part that you heard in the beginning. The fourth movement is the kind of main movement of this piece, I guess, what it's known for, how it got its name, the Trout, as I said earlier. It's the theme and variation on Schubert's previous piece. These variations kind of, they don't really transform the original theme, but they sort of make decorations and sort of change the mood. So that's, I really enjoy that movement, actually. I enjoyed listening to it. So now we're going to hear the final movement, which is an allegro, which I'll talk a little bit about afterwards, and then we'll move into the next Schubert piece. Without further ado, here is the final movement of the Trout. So that was the final movement of the Trout Quintet. So just to quickly summarize, that movement is sort of made up of two symmetrical sections. And that's sort of about that movement. And I cover the rest, and I really want to play some of the Arpeggione Sonata by Schubert as well. And so just a little background. This is a piece that was written by Franz Schubert in November 1824. And the Arpeggione, this sonata, some people think that the Arpeggione, it might be called the Arpeggione Sonata because, like, there's arpeggios, but actually the Arpeggione Sonata was composed for an instrument called the Arpeggione, which is pretty much extinct now. And it was essentially just a bowed guitar. And this piece was likely commissioned by Schubert's friend, who was a virtuoso of the Arpeggione. And coincidentally, by the time he composed this piece, the Arpeggione had only been invented the previous year. And by the time this sonata was published, the enthusiasm for the Arpeggione was pretty much gone, and the instrument was also pretty much gone. So it was a very short-lived trend, but this is really fairly well-known, and I really enjoy it. And so we're going to try to play it. I don't know if we'll be able to hear it all because we are drawing near to the end, but there is a chance that next month's show, some of it may be played and discussed by a special guest who I will have on next month. So without further ado, here is the Arpeggione Sonata.
Thank you.
So we're currently in the middle of the piece, which you'll get back to in a minute. But there was something that I forgot to say, which I wanted to say, is that since the arpeggione really doesn't exist anymore, this piece is usually performed on the cello or the viola, and in this case, it's performed on the cello. Second of all, I wanted to say thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll join me back on the third Sunday of November, and I think I will have a special guest, maybe even discussing this piece, I'm not sure. And I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you'll tune in on the third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. and enjoy the rest of the Arpeggione Sonata.